time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kwaki Toboni. She's the director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. And with school starting up, they're going to be changing their hours, doing a shift to school hours. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the themes that they will have this year. They've decided that, you know, they're going to theme different months down there at the Boys and Girls Club. Also, some of the new things that are going on. They have a child nutritionist that's going to be on staff this year. The junior space is all brand new. And of course, you can't have a back to school without some type of an open house and let people come in and check out and see what's going on down at the Boys and Girls Club. Kwaki, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So school's starting. Let's talk about what's going to be going on. You guys are going to shift to your school hours, and they will start once again on Monday the 21st, right?
Yes.
And what are those hours going to be?
So on Monday, we open at 12:30, and then we close at 6:30. And then the rest of the week, we start at 3 and then close at 6:30. And that's really just in line with the schools. The school buses bring them and drop them off to us. We do pinnacle pickups, so they get here and we get started.
It works out really good. The bus just kind of drops them off right there at the club. So once again, dues are, they go for the school year, right? So, and how much are dues this year?
$20, and that covers them for the whole school year, and that's per kid, and we do cash only.
So we've got all of that that's out in front of us. And this year you were saying that things are going to be a little different. You know, we'll get through August. Kind of a theme for August is just really back to school and getting kids back into the groove of going into things. But then they've decided that every month is going to be a different month, and the month of September is Hispanic Heritage. So let's talk about where they're kind of coming from and then what we're looking at going throughout the school year.
Yeah, so last year we kind of did a test run with what we call tracks with our activities. We focus on one program or one thing for 8 sessions, and it really kind of gives the kids a chance to explore their opportunities and get to know that activity. And now with fine-tuning that track process, we're adding in some themes to it. So September is going to be all about Hispanic and Latin heritage, and we're really excited to get some things introduced to the kids that they might not know about.
And then you were saying that every month is going to be kind of a different theme that's really going to celebrate diversity throughout everything.
Yeah, we have women's rights coming up in the spring, and in July next summer, we're already planning a disability awareness. And just we're really trying to get all of our kids to feel inclusive and to make sure that they are recognizing that everybody has differences and how to treat others.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, the kids get to go and have a lot of fun at Boys and Girls Club after school. But there are different things that, you know, you guys do, like STEM experiments, and you help with homework, and all of those things are still part of the Boys and Girls Club, aren't they?
Absolutely. We're really excited to kickstart. The very first thing in the day is Power Hour. They come in, they get extra tutoring if they need help, reading time if they need to do their 30-minute reading for the day. They get to do their homework, and it really just really helps them to get going and to make sure that that's done. And then when they get home, they have family time. They don't have to worry about doing their homework. They don't have to worry about, you know, needing help from studying because they have it done.
That's one of those things that I love about the Boys and Girls Club is it's homework first.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can have fun. And there's plenty of ways to have fun. And you were talking about the fact that you guys have a child nutritionist that's going to be on staff now, that it's going to, you know, putting together all the snacks and everything for the after school program.
Yeah, and she is awesome. It's going to be great. She has taken on the charge of like doing all the shopping and planning the menus, and it really just makes sure that the kids are getting that healthy nutrition, and they have that right before they do their power hour. So they come in, get a healthy snack, and then their brains are ready to go and refresh so they can get their homework done, and then we play all day.
And then just jump right into it. And speaking of playing, you said that the junior space has been completely refreshed this year, so some new things that they're going to see?
Yeah, we're putting together new furniture as we speak. And on top of that, we got a brand new Dance Mania machine that some of the summer kids have gotten to test try. They love it. But then also we have some brand new like electronic game tables. The teens are getting some new game tables coming up here soon. And we just love giving the kids as many things as we can.
So once again, yes, they're going to get their homework done, and they're going to also have some fun while they're doing it. You were talking about the fact that coming up sometime in September, and we'll keep an ear out for that, you will have an open house and kind of invite parents to come in and see what the club is all about and maybe sign up their kid if that's something that they think that would keep their kid occupied and they would have a good time doing it. So that'll be coming in September, you're saying?
Yep. We don't have a specific date yet, but keep track of our social media. We have our Facebook, Price Boys and Girls Club, and our Instagram. We try to keep that updated as often as possible, and we'll get those posted.
All right. So if anybody has any questions, what's the number down there they could call and talk to someone?
Our number is 435-637-6066.
And the other thing, another great thing to do, just stop in. Stop in and see them down at the club. What's the address there?
It's 60 East 100 North.
Go check them out. They're right across the street from So Delicious. You'll see them right there on First North. And that probably is the best way to go in and get an idea of what they do there at the Boys and Girls Club. Koike, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.